Hi, this is Aaron Krieger. The deeper he walked into the forest, though, the more Parker sensed he was being watched by someone or something out in the woods. The trail and landscape he was walking on faded under the long growth of shrubs and brush. It was an unsettling feeling, especially being this far away from the tower. He came across a cleared-out, narrow, muddy pathway that led deeper into the forest. He stopped and looked around. Rainwater dripped off the trees onto his shoulders and hair. The feeling of being watched was stronger than ever now. He looked up in front of him and noticed a face with a pair of yellow eyes smiling back at him about 30 feet up ahead of him. Sharp, pointed teeth were revealed as whatever it had appeared to Parker as ominous and evil. The creature only showed its face and that god-awful smile. It wasn't human, nor like any animal that he had ever encountered in the forest before.
Holy fuck!
Parker yelled as he slipped in the mud, lost his footing. He fell into the mud and turned over to get up and started running back to where he had come from, trying to find grass or brush along the small muddy trail to help gain his traction as he ran back. He took his pistol out of the holster and ran with it in hand, ready to shoot at whatever he had seen peering from out the side of the tree if it was pursuing him. He ran for what felt like hours through the forest when he stopped to catch his breath, propping his back up against the trunk of a tree, positioning himself between the tree and the animal. He breathed in deeply and exhaled a few times when he heard footsteps running up from behind him at an inhuman pace. The footsteps abruptly stopped behind the opposite side of the very tree that Parker was propped up on. He held his breath, flipped the safety off the handgun, and listened intently. The only sound he heard was the raindrops sliding off from the forest canopy down onto the vegetation below. Parker looked over his shoulder and saw a hand with 6 fingers wrapping around the corner of the tree. On the tip of the creature's fingers were sharp, jagged claws that sliced through the tree's trunk bark with ease. Parker started running again, not looking behind him in the process. He ran through heavy brush, scraping the exposed skin on his arms, on blackberry thorns and twigs. He finally made it off the small muddy trail back through the brush, which slowed him down considerably. Some vines tripped him up as he fell into the brush, dropping his pistol. Parker looked around for the weapon with his hands when he finally found it. Picking it up, he stuffed the pistol into the holster and started running again when he made it back to the first muddy trail. It was the one near the edge of the forest where it met the grassy meadow where the watchtower was located. Parker hid behind another tree, slowly peeking behind him. But there was nothing there. He surveyed the area, waiting to see if something, or anything, moved.